Heavy fighting rages on between the Syrian army and militants from the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front in the ancient town of Ma'loula. Any vehicle approaching Ma'loula is greeted by militant sniper fire. The recent Syrian army operations there have led to rapid advancements on the ground. More than 90% of Ma'loula is now under the control of the Syrian army.
We've been positioned in Ma'loula for 4 days. As you can see, we're in Ma'loula Square. Militants now are 500 meters away in the vicinity of the town. We estimate there are thousands of militants attacking the town led by Al-Nusra Front. God willing, this night we'll gain full control.
10% of the town is still the scene of clashes between the two sides. The fighting is mainly taking place on top of the mountains.
This is the main square of Ma'loula town, where a large number of army units have positioned themselves in. However, there are other Syrian army units that are spread on the mountains just on top of Ma'loula in order to kill the rest of the foreign-backed militants still stationed there.
The battle for Ma'loula is considered the hardest because of the rugged terrain around the town. Sniper fire remains the main threat, considering the fact that Al-Nusra Front militants control some high places. Many of the deserted shops and houses of residents have been ransacked by the insurgents.
This is my supermarket in the town. The terrorists and those who brought them ransacked my shop. It is Al-Nusra Front who attacked us. This is the civilization they bring to us.
The army has secured the two main historic monasteries, Mar Serkis and Mar Taqla in Ma'loula. The militants, who were stationed inside Al Safir Hotel on top of a high mountain overlooking the town, have been pushed back by Syrian troops. The majority of the town residents have fled to neighboring villages, hoping to return soon and find their historic town unharmed. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Ma'loula, Damascus countryside.